It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rat me voice!
More than 100 schools available from Home Field Apparel. If you like comfortable clothes, check them out. They are a partner with the Raspy Voice Kids and the 1012 Network. Use our code RASPY12, RASPY12, for a discount on your first order. 15%. Go get it. Tell them we sent you.
I'm Sam, and I co-host the Scott Holm Podcast, the known universe's first Houston Cougar sports podcast. Every week, even during the offseason, my co-host Dustin and I come on and talk everything current as it relates to the Cougs, and every so often, we'll bring on UH luminaries like Carl Lewis, Kellen Sampson, and a number of other fantastic Cougar voices. And as proud members of the 1012 Network, we also find the time to talk about our future conference and future opponents in the Big 12 as well. If all of that sounds even a little bit interesting to you, we would love it if you subscribe to the Scott Holm Podcast on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you put podcasts in your ears. That's podcast spelled P-A-W-D cast, because the two of us hosting the show are nothing if not big dorks. So thank you, and go Cougs.
Rat me voice!
This is Brandon Phoenix, aka I Also Hate Pitts, joined by my brother,
Jeremy Nicholas Phoenix. I'm in the building, the booth.
We are the Raspy Voice Kids. You are now tuned into the Raspy Voice Kids podcast. You are listening to I Got Five on It.
Wrong.
Nope. You're listening to pop culture because it's pop culture time.
Yep.
Because it's Monday morning. Of course, it's Monday morning. And what else would you be listening to on a fine Monday morning than pop culture?
Hit you with that pop.
And today we got another fine Am I the Apple? Jeremy, you ready for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Am I the Apple for dropping my sister's kids at the child-free wedding that she was at? To make a long story short, I am a medical student. My free time is very limited, and I have lots and lots of commitments. My sister has three kids, all under 10, and she often expects me to babysit for her, which isn't the main problem, but she drops them off at random times with very short notice or no notice at all. The other day, she called saying she was on her way to drop the kids off at my place because she was attending her friend's child-free wedding and she couldn't take the kids with her. I had a huge argument with her on the phone because I had to study for my upcoming exam, but next thing I knew, the kids were at my doorstep, and she was already back in the car and then drove off with her husband. I was so angry I couldn't handle it. I decided to get dressed 30 minutes later and take the kids right where their mom and dad were. I drove them to the wedding, which was at her friend's house, and had them go in. The men there tried to stop the kids till my sister and her husband came rushing. My sister was shocked. She started shouting after me, but I quickly got into the car and drove off. I went home and she started calling me. After she realized I wasn't going to pick up, she sent a few text messages calling me unhinged and some curse words for putting her in the situation and embarrassing her in front of her friend. She mentioned that by bringing the kids to the child-free wedding, I disrespected her friend, which affected their relationship and caused her and her husband to go home and miss out on the rest of the wedding. Her husband called later, and I picked up thinking he'd speak to me rationally like he always does, but he scolded me saying that it wouldn't hurt if I kept the kids for a few hours and then expressed how disappointed he was and how selfish and petty I was to do this to my sister and her kids. Now I'm thinking I should have sucked it up for a few hours. Am I the apple?
I like this. I like this. This could be more to the story, in my opinion, but I like this, Brandon. I like it.
I like it too. What do you think, Jeremy?
I was waiting for you to ask, grab the MC, ask me what I thought. Well, here's the thing. What I think is she's not. Now, I understand that she's helped out from time to time. One big thing for me to know would be, did she have some kids and has her sister watched them unexpectedly at times? It doesn't seem like that's the case. I figured that she would have thrown it in there, but since she hasn't, I'm going to assume not. She is definitely not the apple. Brandon, her sister going to come and drop the kids off. It's not like they were already there and then the sister sped away. No, before they even got there, she was saying, I have to study. Even if they hadn't had that conversation, you can't just drop your kids off whenever you want, as if my time or what I'm doing is not important. So you dropped them off, I brought them back. Very simple. I didn't disrespect your friend. If your friend didn't want them there, you take yourself and you'll leave. That's on you. You had plenty of time to make arrangements for this child-free wedding. You didn't. Those kids are your responsibility, not mine.
See, the only problem, I don't even have a problem because I'm with you. She is not the apple. But only thing I question is taking them to the wedding. Because what did the people in the wedding do to you?
Now, but see, that's not her problem. Because here's my thing. These kids have to go somewhere. So I took them to their parents.
But those kids could she have gone to their parents' house and said, I'm leaving the kids at the house, come get them?
That's not my issue. I told you not to leave the kids. You left the kids. So I'm bringing, and by the way, I did not disrespect your friend. Yes, they're at the wedding, but they're not really attending. They were there for 10 seconds because you guys left.
Jeremy, you know how weddings go. You interrupted the wedding. You ruined the day. That was a scene. No. You caused the scene.
Nope, her sister caused the scene. I'm sorry. That's the way I feel. She had nothing to do. She said no. Nothing gets under my skin more, and this is probably because I'm a single person with no kids, than when somebody decides, like her husband calling her and decides what her time is worth or what she has to do. Oh, you have no responsibilities. No, you don't know what I have. You can't sit here and make decisions because you think you know the situation. It's the same thing with me, with anybody else. I would never assume things. I would never assume how much money you got in your pocket. I would never assume how much time. I would never assume any of that stuff. But it's funny when it comes to single people, people do that all the time. And I feel like the sister did that. Oh, what do you have going on? Oh, you're studying? Oh, well, they'll be in the other room quiet. No, I said no. I said no.
Yeah, that's not her problem. That's the thing to me. It has nothing to do with what she has going on. It has everything to do with whether or not she agreed to it. She said no. It's period, point blank. No. It's not her job. It's not her responsibility. You have no right to her time and her efforts, her energy. And yes, those are her nieces and nephews, but no, they do not. She's not required or obligated to do anything for them. And I don't understand how anybody can see that any other way. It's very obvious. Like I said, the only thing that gives me any kind of pause, and it's only a slight pause, but the only thing that gives me any kind of pause is interrupting somebody's wedding day because your sister's an idiot. Like, I just think there's another way you could have handled that. Like, going to their house, saying, hey, I'm at your house with your kids. I'm leaving them here. I'm leaving in this amount of time. Be here or they're going to be left alone.
Yeah. The other part of it, I do think, is she could have left them in the car and went and said, hey, your kids are outside. I'm leaving. Come get them from the car. But the other thing is,
I feel like her sister and her brother-in-law, and her sister's husband, that's what I was looking for, are spoiled. Oh, this is what you could have done. No, what you could have done is listen to me.
They're entitled. They're entitled.
Yeah, entitled. And you know what? And here's the thing. Here's an even bigger picture. I don't know how old or young these kids are. Obviously, they're young enough that they can't be left alone. You come in and get into Big Mouth. What are you going to do the next time you need a last second emergency? Like that's just dumb on your part to make such a big deal and go on and call her all kinds of names. Because what if she decides, you know what? Don't ever drop them kids off over here again. Like, don't burn your bridges. Like, you're not doing me a favor by dropping your kids off whenever you have something to do. Sorry. I love my nieces and nephews, but don't act like you're doing me a favor.
Yeah, people are ridiculous. Now, people are ridiculous. There's no two ways about that. Like, without question, we both agree she is not the apple. It goes back to that story for me of when that girl took that trash back to the job, to the company. I just feel like there's a way that it could have been handled better. Not that she was the apple, but it could have been handled better is all I'm saying. And I just think in this case, again, you're involving innocent people. These people catching strays out here. They're out here catching stray bullets because of your beef with your sister and brother-in-law, who are the real apples, who are really at fault. The bride and groom are catching stray bullets with children interrupting their ceremony because your sister and brother-in-law are the apples. But you could have done it a little bit differently. Like you said, stayed in the car, said, hey, I'm outside. I got your kids. You got to come get them. You know, whatever you want to do. I just feel like there's a better way. But no, without question, she is not the apple. There's no two ways about it. She's not the apple. And if you say she's the apple, it tells me a lot about you. It tells me everything I need to know about you. You're entitled. You're one of those people who counts other people's time. You count other people's responsibilities, and you need to be checked for it.
Nope, I agree. I don't necessarily agree. Just like the garbage thing. Look, the way I feel is she was put in a position to make a decision that she never should have had to make. She shouldn't have had to do anything. She shouldn't have had to get in her car or drive anywhere. She should never have them kids. To take the kids back to their parents, that's on them. Now, I agree. Maybe it could have been handled a little better. But honestly, I got no beef with it because it's the parents' fault. Parents, hey, leave the wedding. You're the ones who caused the scene. You're the ones who made this decision. All I'm doing is returning the tape where I got it.
I agree with you. She's not the apple, but we all get faced with situations we should not be in. Then you got to figure out how to handle them in the most graceful possible way. Just because you're in a situation you shouldn't be in.
You don't have to. You should.
Yeah, but I think you do have to. Just because you're put in a bad situation doesn't mean you get to act any way you want to.
I'm sorry. Like, dropping kids off at their parents. That's on them. That's on them. I'm sorry. That's on them.
I just feel like there's a better way to handle it.
Why? No, there may be, but I'm just saying ultimately I'm not going to fault or even because why do I have to take the high road? Why do I have to? I told you no. So you drove off real quick. I followed you down.
Jeremy, that begs another question. You told them no. How did the kids get in the house?
Why did you open your door? Well, if they dropped them off the front porch and started backing out of the driveway, if it was really like that, I came to the door and they were driving away. Now it changes everything if you reluctantly took them.
That's the impression I'm getting.
She didn't say that. She said, by the time I got there, they were already backing up, leaving. She said that, but that's not usually how reality works. So I kind of am agreeing with you. I feel like she may have reluctantly taken them. And then as she started to think about it, got madder and madder, then returned them. And in that case, that's all on her.
She said that next thing I knew, the kids were at my doorstep and she was already back in the car and then drove off with her husband.
Yeah, already back in the car.
I decided to get dressed 30 minutes later and take the kids where their mom and dad were.
Yeah. Like I told you, in reality, that's not how it works. I think that she reluctantly took them. You know? I think so. She didn't frame it that way, But Brandon, come on, we know how reality works. I think, and the more the kid sat there, she got more irritated. It was like, no, I'm taking these kids back.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. But she's still not the apple. She's still definitely not the apple. I don't want anyone to be confused about what I'm saying. She's not
well, she's more of an apple. If she took them, then she took them, reluctantly or not. And then to change your mind, like, I should have to do this.
But I still don't, but Jeremy, I still wouldn't call her an apple. But I still wouldn't call her an apple.
If you took them to the wedding where there were not supposed to be kids, after you reluctantly took them, then now you are the apple. And now I put the kids being at the wedding on you because you took them. And when the parents left, you said yes. So why are all of a sudden are the kids at the wedding when you said yes?
Because you put her in a bad situation. It's unfair to put that kind of pressure on somebody. No means no. Unless somebody
needs to grow a backbone. She needs to grow a backbone and put a foot down.
I agree with that, but I also think you can put people in bad situations. That's unfair.
I also think that her sister and her brother-in-law are taking advantage of her purposely, too. They strong-armed her. They got over there saying, I know once we get to her face, she's not going to be tough enough to our face. Then when she backed out and dropped the kids off and left, both of them, like, what? First of all, my sister calls me, but why do you have the nerve to pick up the phone and call me if you're the brother-in-law and then scold me and tell me, I understand those are your kids, but yeah, it just seems like these two like are entitled and they know, and I feel like they've done this before, which she kind of said. They've taken advantage of her before. So yeah, these guys are takers.
They're takers and they're going to keep on taking. So what do you think? We think she's not the apple. We think she may have been able to handle it a little bit better. But what do you think out there listening to the Raspy Voice Kids podcast? Tell us what you think. Is she the apple? Who is the apple? Who are the apples? Get at your boys. Holler at us. Like always, like, listen, rate, review, and subscribe. Love us because we love you.
Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.